This week marks the start of application season for H-1B visas. The program is highly valued in Silicon Valley, where companies look abroad for skilled workers. And this year, the application rush is booming, likely because the future of the visa program is unclear in the hands of the Trump administration. It's not the only thing that's unclear for the tech industry under President Trump, so let's go to our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. Tony Rahm is senior editor of tech policy for Recode. He joins us now from New York. Tony, welcome back. And let's start with this little-known agency that you write about called the Office of Science and Technology Policy. What is it, and why is it so important to tech leaders?
You know, it's one of those four-letter acronyms that, you know, is the stuff of wonks in Washington and not so much a thing that most Americans have heard of. But OSTP is supposed to be the White House's hub for science and technology advice. You know, it has folks there who focus on climate change and artificial intelligence and broadband and spectrum, the way that your phones work. And they're supposed to provide the president with advice as he crafts policy, as he crafts budgets and things, you know, of that ilk. You know, for President Barack Obama, OSTP was really the beating heart of that White House. You know, Obama sought to grow federal research spending by the billions. He sought to take looks at things like artificial intelligence that had never come across Washington's radar in the past. And so OSTP was a big deal. It had more than 100 folks in there, including a chief technology officer, who regularly were providing that advice and interfacing with Silicon Valley. But for Trump, that office is down to its bare bones. Many of those positions aren't filled, including its leadership position. That means that Trump effectively has nobody in the White House whose chief job it is to, you know, to advise him on science issues, whether we're talking about, you know, the effects of climate change or research spending in areas like HIV and cancer cures.
But you know, Tony, I want to interrupt you for a minute because, I mean, to be fair to the Trump administration and to the voters who put him in office, climate change wasn't really one of their priorities. So, I mean, in some ways, it's not surprising that Donald Trump has a different approach to this office than President Obama did.
You're absolutely correct, nor is it surprising that Trump wouldn't grow a portion of government. But remember that OSTP does much more than just climate change. We're talking about everything from, you know, robots taking over jobs in factories to curing cancer and HIV and other, you know, medical ailments. You know, these are things that Trump did talk about on the campaign trail as well, especially when we're talking about the economic issues. And Trump right now has nobody in the White House whose chief job it is to advise him on those issues.
But he does have some people he can turn to. Peter Thiel is the billionaire co-founder of PayPal. He was also an early investor in Facebook. He was on President Trump's transition team. And the president's also advised by Elon Musk of SpaceX and Tesla. So it's not as if he's totally closing out the advisor role in his administration.
Trump certainly has advisors in the private sector who have helped him from time to time, and Thiel is a great example of that. In fact, one of Thiel's aides out in Silicon Valley has since joined the Trump administration as a deputy chief technology officer. He's one of the rank and file at the White House. But there are two important things to keep in mind. The first is that even that Thiel aide who works in the White House isn't a tech expert, nor are the many other individuals that Donald Trump has appointed to posts within the top ranks of his administration. The second is that Trump may have overstated some of his interactions with executives. You know, the big announcement last week was the creation of this thing called the Office of American Innovation that's led by Jared Kushner. It's supposed to rethink the way the government works, about modernizing government itself. You know, they talked at the time about relying on the likes of Apple CEO Tim Cook and Salesforce CEO Mark Benioff, but a spokesman for Benioff told me that the Salesforce executive isn't part of some formal Trump advisory arm. You know, maybe he's provided advice in the past, but it may not be to the extent that Trump himself has discussed in recent weeks.
And Trump made no friends with Silicon Valley on the campaign trail. He went after Tim Cook and Apple after the San Bernardino attacks. If we remember that he was saying that Apple should be giving that information over to the government as far as encrypting the phones. Anyways, look, what's lost when you don't have this kind of relationship in the White House?
I think the best example might be to look at one of Trump's big priorities, and that's infrastructure reform. For many months, President Donald Trump has talked about using federal coffers to help fix roads and bridges and things of the sort, you know, parts of the guts of America that have been left, you know, neglected for many, many years. Infrastructure reform could include a lot insofar as science and technology are concerned. It could include new money for space ventures. It could include new money to help expand broadband access nationwide, or to put money towards science centers that are working on cures for major diseases. But the only way that happens is if Trump has people in the room who are helping him write proposals that include research spending and include spending on some of those priorities. And so that's why issues like OSTP matter beyond the walls of Washington. We're talking about an office that can provide that advice, but it depends on whether Trump even appoints people to those positions in the coming weeks and months.
Tony Rahm, senior editor of Tech Policy for Recode, will link you to his piece at hereandnow.org. Tony, thank you.
Thanks for having me.